Hey everybody, we're dropping a quick message here for our listeners about some good friends of ours who are currently up for a Best Indie Podcast Webby Award. Susan Lambert Haddam and Sharon Johnson from the podcast 80s TV Ladies. Now, some of you might know Susan from Rich's most recent episode of Richard Haddam's Paranormal Bookshelf, as he talks about her quite a bit. Susan, how's it going today?
It's going great. Thank you for doing this shout out for us.
Yeah, absolutely. This is so exciting. How long have you guys been doing the show now?
We've been doing the show for a little over a year and a half.
Okay.
We launched July 1st, so that will be our two-year anniversary. We are deep into season two, really big, giant season two, because we're doing Moonlighting and then A Different World to wrap up season two, and then we'll launch season three.
And speaking of 80s, when we kind of all met at school, did you ever dream of your passion for current television at the time to turn into some kind of show that you'd be meeting all these stars and talking to them and getting the lowdown?
You know, absolutely not, because podcasting didn't exist.
That's
the idea of podcasting didn't exist.
Right.
The internet barely existed at that
point.
So we're all doing kind of slightly different jobs. I also went back into theater. So I do digital, I do film, and I do podcasting now. And it has been such a dream to talk to the people that made these shows, both in front of and behind the camera. Their stories are amazing. I think some of those shows are possibly gone forever because they won't necessarily go to streaming. And so we really realized about midway through season one, when we started getting amazing guests on, that we were also doing an archive of this particular time. And that has been just a gift. And just talking to all these amazing men and women who made these really cool shows.
This is what Scott and I call a podcast of record, because you are getting these people on the air in a way that we can enjoy them forever now, hopefully, and hear about all these stories, because this is the TV life and world that inspired all of us, I think, not only as viewers, but hopefully to be in the industry one day or just around it or reporting on it. It's a great document, and you've really got some terrific interviews.
So who are some of your favorite guests so far?
Some of our favorite guests have been Linda Bloodworth Thomason, creator of Designing Women. Just won a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Writers Guild. So we actually got to meet her in person as well as interview her. We just spoke with Glenn Gordon Caron about Moonlighting. Mm. We spoke with Eugenie Ross Lemming, who is one of the co-creators of one of my favorite 80s shows, Scarecrow and Mrs. King.
Oh, yes.
And that's been delightful. Talking to directors, Karen Arthur, who was the first woman to win a Primetime Emmy for directing for Cagney and Lacey. And then, of course, we got the trifecta on Cagney and Lacey. We got Sharon Glass, Tyne Daly, and Barney Rosenzweig, the creator.
Wow.
That's how we want to do all our shows, if we can get everybody involved.
Yeah.
That's really the dream. But we have some great upcoming guests for season three. And for the end of season two, we're going to have Nima Barnett, the first Black woman to direct a sitcom ever.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
She also directed On a Different World, and she was also the director-producer for Queen Sugar. Mm-hmm. So she's spectacular and has wonderful stories to tell, as well as Susan Fales Hill, who was the showrunner of A Different World.
Have you learned anything surprising in all your interviews so far?
Yes, because everyone's got a different story of how they came in. Though a lot of it begins with theater, which was a little surprising. Right. New York theater is a big part of a lot of people's journeys of that time.
Oh, that's cool.
And then what is really sometimes interesting is how little these women are used to talking about themselves in a sort of prideful way.
Mm-hmm,
some of them are great at it. Some of them don't want to. And they are very reluctant. They're like, why would I don't have anything to say, you know? And that's been really surprising.
I'm married to a TV lady, not 80s, but I get that. I understand what you're saying there. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's also sometimes just Sharon and I getting to talk about what we thought of these shows or special insight that we feel that we have on these shows. And sometimes we get to do that about once every 5-6 episodes. And those are still fun, right? So sometimes we're like, God, we don't have a special guest.
Right.
It's just us. And yet it's still really fun and delightful.
Well, it's a great show. Let me ask you one more question since you're here and Rich is not. How do you feel about him putting all that personal stuff out in on Richard Haddam's Paranormal Bookshelf?
Well, thank God I'm a producer on it. So
you get final cut?
I get a little bit of a studio note if I need to. It's unusual for me. I am a total behind the scenes. Richard has a very big personality and he loves to talk about himself. I think what was good is I had started the 80s TV Ladies before that. And so I had learned to be a little more comfortable talking about myself And we have boundaries about how, what we'll talk about. And of course, I get to approve everything. But it's strange. I'm far more used to being a mushroom and behind the scenes, and no one ever sees me. So I'm getting used to it.
Well, folks, everybody, you need to go and vote for 80s TV Ladies. You need to get the vote out for this show. And the deadline is this Thursday, April 18th. So find the Webbies online at vote.webbyawards.com. That's W-E-B-B-Y awards.com. And go to the Best Indie Podcast category and cast a vote for the outstanding 80s TV Ladies.
Or you can just go to tinyurl.com/vote80TVL.
That's right. We made it easy for you with a tiny URL. That's tinyurl.com/vote80TVL, the number 80. Vote for them now.
Thank you so much. You can also go to 80stvladies.com, our website, and there's a pop-up that you can go directly to the page to vote for us. You don't have to vote for any other categories. You can. I'll give a shout-out to the Webbies. They've been around for 28 years, and they're considered sort of the top internet award. So we're really, really thrilled to be nominated. And I want to shout-out you guys, Scott and Forrest. When I decided to start 80s TV Ladies as a podcast, you were the first people I called to say, how do you start a podcast?
Well, I'm glad. I don't know if we gave you any good advice, but it seems like you're doing something right.
Yeah. You gave me great advice. It was really helpful.
All right, folks. So go vote for 80s TV Ladies at the Webby Awards. And also, if you haven't heard it yet, check it out. Find and subscribe to it wherever you get your podcasts.